Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Scone Regional Airport is scheduled to reopen tomorrow afternoon. There's been a delay in finalising the installation of the airport ground lighting, so the airport will be day operational only until Saturday, December 12. Upper Hunter Shire Council added that at the moment there is minimal parking on site, so there is no parking available for non-Scone-based aircraft and you must have approval to land before you do. It's expected those restrictions will be in place until Christmas Eve. The advice is also not to plan to land or take off from the airport tomorrow until the notice to airmen has been removed. It is expected to reopen at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Glencore has put their proposal to move the Narrabba pipeline that runs between their Mount Owen and Ravensworth sites in the Upper Hunter on public exhibition. Mount Owen is proposing an additional connection between the two Singleton mine sites within their water and tailings system that will run along the southern boundary of the existing Glendale mine and connect to the Western Rail Dam. That will then be the primary pipeline for the transfer of water between the two mines, and the existing Narrabba pipeline will be retained as an alternative supply line in the event that the new one isn't available for whatever reason. The public can view the proposal and make comment until the 16th of this month. The Australian government has quietly published some modelling earlier this week that showed attempting to extend the life of the Liddell Power Station ranked as one of the worst options for maintaining reliable power in New South Wales. There have been numerous arguments between the Coalition Government and AGL in a bid to extend the life of the power station past its now 2023 closure date. Now the Liddell Task Force latest report and the Frontier Economics and the Australian Energy Market Operator report has been released showing extending the life of the power station was one of the worst options and included alternatives instead, like the construction of a new pumped hydro energy storage project. It's understood the government wasn't going to release the report, but the Greens were going to seek a parliamentary order for the release through the federal Senate. And the Class 344 from the New South Wales Police Academy graduated today at a special ceremony at Sydney Cricket Ground. The attestation parade also celebrated the achievements of the 1,000 recruits who attested as police officers during the course of 2020. Today, 49 female officers and 140 male officers graduated, and three of them will be joining the ranks at the Hunter Valley Police District from Monday to complete 12 months of on-the-job training and study by distance education with Charles Sturt University. This weekend, the John Bull Shield returns to Singleton. Singleton are going in feeling like the underdogs, taking on Upper Hunter at Howe Park on Sunday from 10 o'clock. The Upper Hunter side will be led by Brock Smith from Belltrees, and Singleton will be led by Representative Captain Alex Thrift. In other parts of the Hunter, Maitland will play off Suburban District in the remaining fixture, while Cessnock has the bye. That's your latest in local news and sport.